Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all your latest NFL news and action. We're going to talk a little bit about Alabama's Quinnen Williams today and why he's destined for greatness in the National Football League. We're also going to talk about the New York Jets and what they should do with their first-round pick. So let's actually start with Quinnen Williams. You know, powerful, dominant, why Alabama's Quinnen Williams is destined for greatness in the National Football League. You know, we all know Nick Saban pumps out some of the best NFL prospects there is, and scouts have been raving about Alabama's top player in this year's draft class. That's defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, and boy, is he a load to handle for opposing offensive linemen. Williams had 71 tackles, 19.5 TFLs, and 8 sacks last year. You have to remember, he's an interior guy. The former All-American loves to bull rush through guards, and then he usually finishes the play for a sack or a tackle in the backfield. What makes Williams unique is how much he's able to overwhelm those blockers who are trying to prevent him from getting penetration. It's rare to see 300-pound human beings thrown around like rag dolls, and Williams is able to do that because of his brute strength. He's also got a very good swim move and deploys it in the perfect situations. You'll notice Williams cause his opponents to lean in one direction, and then he'll use his technique to break them down and go the other way. So many times on film, that resulted in the former Crimson Tide standout stuffing a run in a short yardage situation. Now, Aaron Donald is actually a smaller defensive lineman at 280 pounds who uses his speed to rack up sacks. So it's safe to say Quinnen Williams is more powerful. Now, does that mean Williams will put up better stats than Donald? Absolutely not, but it's better than being worse than Donald in every single category. There's even been some reports that Arizona's seen about passing on Kyler Murray to go with Williams. He's the top-rated player in the draft on NFL.com's big board for a reason, and it's causing the Cardinals to second-guess themselves. Maybe there will be a surprise waiting for us tonight, and no one can blame Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury if this is the decision they make. So, Quinnen Williams, I watched this tape. I broke it down before I wrote that article. And what I noticed right away is his bull rush. You know, almost every single guard he went against, he just straight up bowled them right into the quarterback's lap. And the thing about Aaron Donald is the best defensive player in the entire league. And he proved it last year. But he usually does it by usually jab stepping to the right and then swimming to the left, or jab stepping to the left and swimming to the right. So he's actually using speed. And even though Aaron Donald has all these sacks, and even though he's an interior player, or technically he can play end too, and Wade Phillips 3-4 defense. But anyway, even though he's a bigger guy in the sense that he's a defensive tackle, he's a small defensive tackle, which I know is kind of crazy to understand. In the grand scheme of things, he's a big guy. But at his specific position, he's a small guy, if you guys get what I'm saying. Hopefully that makes it a little bit easier for you guys. But Donald uses his speed to win. He loves his swim move. He loves to jab step and get you going one way and then beat you. Quinnen Williams does that same move where, you know, setting you up one way and then swimming the opposite direction and taking himself right to the play. But Williams does it with more power. You know, Williams is over 300 pounds compared to Donald, who's 280. And Williams will straight bull rush more than Donald will. So, to me, when I plug in film, it's obvious that Williams is more powerful, but Donald is so good, it's going to be tough for Quinnen Williams to surpass Aaron Donald's stats. I would, you know, feel pretty comfortable saying that he won't pass Aaron Donald's stats. I don't think any defensive tackle or any 3-4 defensive end is going to put up the numbers that Aaron Donald is. But, you know, people don't realize Aaron Donald is a finesse player. He is a defensive tackle slash defense end in a 3-4 scheme that gets it done with his finesse. And Quinnen Williams' best strength, I guess you can say, is his power. So they're two totally different players, but they work very similar moves. The swim move, the deception as far as setting people up with outside leverage and then knifing underneath inside. They both do those same things. The only main difference is Quinnen Williams will just drive guards back into the offensive backfield. I like this pick, and he ran a really good 40 time at the NFL Combine too, under 5 seconds. So at 300 pounds, under 5 seconds, this guy's a tremendous athlete, and he was All-American for a reason. One of the best defensive tackle prospects we've seen maybe ever. And there's a reason he's number one on NFL.com's big board. It's because he does have the ability to flat out overwhelm offensive linemen at the line of scrimmage. And when you have a guy that's that disruptive up front, now the quarterback is throwing ill-advised passes. He's trying to rush his throws. He's uncomfortable with all that heat in his face. Those are things that are going to tilt the odds in whoever takes Quinnen Williams' favor, whether that be Arizona number one, which a report just came out yesterday that Arizona might pass on Kyler Murray and take Quinnen Williams. I know San Francisco and John Lynch and Quinnen Williams had a lot of meetings. I think they went to IHOP or something like that and had a meeting. So Quinnen Williams is going to go really high, and when you plug in his tape and watch him, you see why. It's because he is a class above most of the linemen he goes against. And when you have a guy that can consistently win like that, the consistency is the biggest thing. So if a low grade on a consistency scale is a 1 and a high grade is a 5, you know, Quinnen Williams is like 4.8, 4.9. You're not giving out too many 5s. Once in a blue moon, you get a 5. So Quinnen Williams is just about as high as you can get in the consistency category. And as a team, you're always looking for that guy who can be that dependable, where you know you're always set at that one position. And that's why Quinnen Williams has a chance to go number one overall tonight. The next topic, though, the New York Jets have to take the best player the best defensive player available in the draft and make a push in the AFC East. You know, tonight is huge for the New York Jets because they have a chance to put themselves in the position to challenge the New England Patriots in the AFC East. Obviously, knocking off the reigning Super Bowl champions will not be an easy task, but Gangrene has already had a great offseason with the acquisition of Le'Veon Bell, C.J. Mosley, and Jamison Crowder, proving that they're ascending towards the top of the division. Perhaps the biggest thing they have going right now on the defensive side of the ball is the combination of Leonard Williams and Mosley. Those two will give the Jets a nice core that they can build around, but they need one more player to really establish a group that can strike fear in their opponents. Truthfully, there's 4 options available for them, and those players are Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Ed Oliver, or Josh Allen. You know, Nick Bosa would be interesting because Leonard Williams could bump inside to nose tackle, and that would be quite the defensive line, whereas Quinnen Williams would be a great pick because Leonard Williams could stay at defensive end, and then you'd have the Alabama rookie in the middle at nose tackle. You know, Ed Oliver is another interesting option, and that one's gained some steam because New York's front office really likes the former Houston superstar. You know, Oliver can play anywhere on the defensive line and would provide a spark right away. Then there's Josh Allen, and his biggest strength is rushing off the edge. You know, Greg Williams needs someone who can get to the quarterback, and Allen was better than anyone in the SEC at doing that. You know, it's always smart to put an emphasis on the defensive line, but the Jets once had Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, and Leonard Williams, and they didn't get good enough results. However, expect Mike Magagnon to ignore that and select either Williams or Oliver, depending on who's available. And I realize I probably just butchered the Jets GM's name there. The Jets, you know, they have four players, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Ed Oliver, or Josh Allen. To me, obviously, right away, it's probably Nick Bosa or Quinnen Williams, but those guys could go earlier. Let's say Kyler Murray does go number one. You know, the other option would be Quinnen Williams or Nick Bosa. But let's say Kyler Murray goes number one. I think San Francisco does like Quinnen Williams, and they take Quinnen number two. So then the Jets have their choice between Bosa, Oliver, or Josh Allen. As much as I think they like Oliver, I think Bosa would probably be too good to pass up in that situation. But, you know, if you're in a spot where you're choosing between Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver, and Josh Allen, that's a good problem to have because you can't go wrong with any of those three players. Obviously, Nick Bosa would be the edge. You'd probably bump Leonard Big Cat Williams' nose and then roll with whoever's at the other end. I think it's – is it like Henry Anderson? Off the top of my head, I think it's Henry Anderson. Or, you know, you bump Williams to the other defense end. You put Bosa at one end, and then you have Steve McClendon in the middle. So that's one option. Or you go at Oliver, you know, at Oliver and Leonard Williams would be very tough up front. Or, you know, maybe you get that elite edge player. You go Josh Allen, you have C.J. Mosley in the middle, then you have Josh Allen on the edge, and then you still have Leonard Williams on the D-line. That could be a very, very tough group, too. So Craig Williams is probably going to end up getting a star. I know New York has been discussing trading down, and that's not that bad of an idea because you get a lot of picks from moving down from that high up. But, you know, if you have the choice between Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver, and Josh Allen, I think trading down is a foolish move because those high-end players right there are the cream of the crop of this draft. And those are players that can really – make or break an organization heading into the future. So, like I said, it's a good problem to have. I don't think you can go wrong. I think each of those guys will be good. I think each of those guys' game translates over. You know, I love Nick Bosa. When I saw Nick Bosa play last year, he really reminded me of J.J. Watt in his prime. Now, I will tell it like it is, and I always try to do that as a sports analyst. Nick Bosa got hurt. So you do have to kind of red flag him a little bit for durability concerns because we've already seen him get hurt once. Would you rather have a player who suited up for all the games last year? You would, but, you know, players do get hurt and players bounce back from injuries all the time. And you had to believe Nick Bosa will probably bounce back. You know, Joey Bosa was hurt last year too. So they kind of have, you know, a history in the Bosa family as far as Nick and Joey of injuries. But I still think Nick Bosa's upside surpasses that. Then at Oliver, the flags for him is some character issues. He talks a lot of trash, got in an argument with Major Applewhite, but so incredibly talented. And then Josh Allen, you know, best pass rusher in the SEC. You know, Josh Allen might be the most solid out of all of them. But who knows? But one thing we do know is the Jets have to go with one of those four players. I appreciate it. Check out endzoneblog.com. I'm John Kuzma. I'm signing off. Have a great day.